The LA food scene, at least for me, is synonymous with Jonathan Gold. Jonathan says in his bio that he's forged a career out of the professional eating of tacos. Ah, the modesty. He's a restaurant critic for the LA Times. He's the first restaurant critic to win a Pulitzer and to be nominated once again after that. Talk about a job and a half. LA's food scene is vast, and Jonathan's beat is the huge patchwork of ethnic neighborhood places that the guidebooks rarely track. Well, his latest endeavor is Jonathan Gold's 101 Best Restaurants. Food writer Angela Kim tracked him down at the Los Angeles Times.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, glad to be here.
So your 101 Best Restaurants list is out. What are you hearing back from people?
It's interesting. There are a lot of people who are determined to eat at every single one of them, and I sort of love that. The thing that's different with this year's list and lists that I've done before is that they are in order.
Oh, so they're really ranked from 1 to 100.
They are really ranked from 1 to 100. So number one is Providence, which is just a splendid restaurant serving modern French cuisine with heavy Asian influences and seafood from all over the world. But, you know, as you know, the list runs the gamut from a taco truck on one end to a sushi restaurant that's probably $800, $900 a person. I want it to be a thing that somebody could have it in their hands and they could eat their way through it from 1 to 101 and they could have a really good idea of what's happening in Los Angeles right now, not just in terms of food, but also culturally.
So some of the restaurants I noticed on this list, because I follow it every year, have been on your previous list, like the Thai restaurant Chitlada, even Providence. For a new restaurant, what does it take to get on your list?
A restaurant just has to rock. It has to have some kind of cultural relevance that a restaurant already on the list doesn't have. It has to be a restaurant that makes you look at Los Angeles in a new way. Like one of my favorite new ones this year is a place called Corazon y Miel, which is in a working class suburb, Bell, which is about 10 miles southeast of Los Angeles, and is not known for haute cuisine. And they took over sort of an existing bar. And the chef, who came from Animal, which is a really good, really well-regarded restaurant in Hollywood, is doing his kind of Mexican food. For example, their signature dish, Corazon y Miel, is roasted chicken hearts in a little broth inflected with honey. It's delicious.
And when you go to these restaurants, like, is that something you typically would order or is that something that's suggested to you? Because a lot of times you wouldn't think chicken hearts when you're going to a restaurant.
Maybe that's the problem with being a restaurant critic is you tend to go for the critic bait. I mean, if somebody is going to do a new thing with fried pig snouts, unfortunately or fortunately, that's always going to be the thing that I order on my first visit. And I do go back to most restaurants I review 4 or 5 times.
And then for like a restaurant like Chitlada, because, you know, they're a popular restaurant, a lot of people in LA associate that restaurant with your reviews. What is it that gives them staying power on your list?
Well, Chitlada is doing something that nobody else in the country is doing right now. They're doing a really solid, really idiosyncratic menu of Southern Thai specialties with all the strong herbs, with all the aromatics, with all the insides and the incendiary spicing. I mean, even in Bangkok, which has some of the hottest food in the world, they're a little bit afraid of Southern Thai curries. And if you order them the right way at Chitlada, it will blow your mind. I mean, literally blow your mind. You will have many brain cells missing, but it will be worth it.
I think I read on the menu once, like, has your tongue touched lava? Do you want to touch it again? Order this or something. You know, being from Los Angeles, I'm from here too, and you drive far for good food. And on your list, you have places in Reseda, you have places in South LA, San Gabriel Valley. I mean, it would take an hour at least, if not more, during traffic. And you discover a lot of cool neighborhoods through your list.
Maybe I'm a barbarian, but like food is the way that I look at the world. Food is the way that I look at the city. And when you eat it enough places and you start to explore the city that way, you figure out how the city fits together, how There may be a neighborhood that seems to be monolithically African-American to you, but you have a restaurant with a couple of cafes, and you realize, wait a second, these guys are African-American, but they also come from Mississippi, and they also come from a specific part of Mississippi. You may drive down a street like Pico Boulevard, and every sign is in Spanish, and you assume that everything is Mexican if you're new to town, and then you start eating it, and you realize, wait, no, this one's Salvadoran, this one's Nicaraguan, this one's Sinaloan. Los Angeles is this astonishing mosaic of cultures, and food is a great way of looking at that.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Jonathan Gold is a restaurant critic for the LA Times. Angela Kim is our LA correspondent, and she blogs about the LA food scene at Angela Is Here. Now, find more information about those 101 best restaurants at splendidtable.org.